Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Triumph, a gift to this area to be able to bring RFK back to the city.
Mariota throwing and open is Terry McLaurin. They wanted the deep shot. They got it. And touchdown, Washington.
Should have been a touchdown. It was instant reviewed and called down short of the goal line. That was a bad instant review. This from someone who is a coach in the area. Bobby Wagner's game yesterday is one of the more fascinating games of the year by an off-ball linebacker. He was incredible as a pass rusher, very good against the run. He can't cover anybody anymore. Yeah, I did notice in coverage, Wagner, I think, on one of Tucker's touchdowns had that area. And he had a couple of coverage issues, I think, in the Green Bay game. But, man, Wagner as a run stopper and as a pass rusher yesterday was outstanding, as was everybody outstanding as a pass rusher and a run stopper against the Raiders yesterday. All right, 301-230-0980. Ben's going to join us at 12. You'll hear from Luke McCaffrey next hour as well, but we'll keep the phone lines going. Ronnie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. How y'all doing? And thanks,
good, Ronnie.
Max. I was pretty happy with the overall effort. This is a week-to-week league. One week we can look like chicken something, and the other week we can look like chicken salad. I wanted to piggyback off Wagner. He did play really good yesterday. The whole defensive line, that's the best I've ever seen the special teams play in a while. The one thing I am curious about, I can't wait to find out about Cigargate. Tommy didn't get no problems with his cigar yesterday.
There were issues. He'll talk about it on tomorrow's show.
I'll be looking forward to listening to that.
He texted me about 12 times pregame. He was upset about a lot of the way it was handled.
You guys are radio gold. You two are radio gold, dude. Radio gold.
Tommy's been smoking cigars before Skins games at FedEx at Northwest Field for 20-some years now, and apparently now they won't let him do it. But no one cares about that. What do you got on the game?
Well, I just want to get that through. But just overall effort, and I think with the injuries, I'm looking forward to find out with the injuries. We're going to be banged up pretty much all year. We just got to get it together and just keep going, and don't sleep on Atlanta because they can definitely take us out. But I love the show, I love the podcast, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ronnie. Let's go to Sabah's been on hold. Let's go to Sabah. Sabah, go ahead.
Hey there, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I thought it was a great game yesterday. Let's see. My good is one who I wasn't a fan of, Marcus Mariota. I'm becoming a big fan of his. He's playing like the number two overall pick Heisman Trophy winner that he is. I thought he made very good decisions. He ran when he had to, not when he wanted to, and he threw when he wanted to, not when he had to, and that made his decision-making more quick and more decisive. I like the McNichols guy and the Mason guy. And I thought it was the bad I have was on Seattle, where
the
Raiders. I was thinking Pete Carroll, sorry.
Yeah.
Where they know our kicker can't make over 50 yards, so right before that half, he actually missed and they had called timeout and then gave him another chance. I thought that was so comical. I'm like, why would you do that? Because then he actually missed.
Well, teams do it all the time, you know, when they have the timeout to spare.
Yeah, but that's dumb. Against our kicker can't make a 50-yarder to save his life like the first time he kicks it. So, but anyhow, then I got one last thing for you that I'm sure is not going to be popular, but I want to know on the bad side, why was our starting quarterback, the future of the franchise, not with a headset on, listening to every single play and word when we're on offense and talking to Marcus Mariota and the offensive coordinator on the sideline. Instead, he was sort of spectating. And I said, well, maybe this is just normal because it's a day off for him. So I looked at what J.J. McCarthy was doing. He had a head thing, an earpiece in his head, and he was listening to every play going through it in his head. These guys still have to learn. So I just thought that was bad look for him. He was dancing on the sideline, smiling, bobbing his head with the hoodie on. I thought he should really be engaged, and he needs to learn from
He was not on the sideline in the first half of the game. He came down.
Well, that's even worse.
I don't know if it was the second half. I think they did that for the purposes of when it's a knee injury, I think that they try to keep some of those players off the sideline.
Well, he should have had the headset on, communicating and going through all the plays, listening to every single play that's run. Because to me, if I want to be the best at what I'm doing, yeah, I want to train and learn every day of the job, particularly when I'm young at it. So,
I want
him to be better at passing decisively, not only when he has to, and running.
You mean like he has been for basically every single game of his career until last Thursday night?
He wants to do what now? What was that?
He's an incredibly decisive passer, Jaden is.
Well, the first two weeks, he has not been.
No, he was against the Giants. Go back and look at the first touchdown pass against Hurts.
We'll agree to disagree, but I wanted him
to have. There's no disagreeing. I mean, the guy was, he had the greatest rookie season in the history of the league for a quarterback.
Yes, he did.
He was incredibly decisive, incredibly accurate. The system allows that. Marcus Mariota is benefiting from that system as well. They're both really benefiting from a super coordinated offense. But if you're implying, which I think you are, because you sent me a DM that I was reading right before you came on, that somehow Marcus Mariota, is more decisive as a passer than Jaden, then you just are ignoring the entire 20-game slate from last year. And by the way, the Giant game where he was incredibly decisive at times.
I did think
Marcus Mariota was really sharp yesterday. I really did. Right. I thought he really looked good.
We have to pause to praise Marcus Mariota for some reason. But
who did? I led with him today.
It's like he's a Hall of Famer. So I just want us to be fair.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer yet. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but. But nobody's pausing to praise Marcus Mariota. That's your own sensitivity. I mean, maybe you've been listening to other people who have said he played poorly. I gave him an. I said he was an A, A plus if he didn't fumble. And I liked the play in which he fumbled.
Me too. Me too. And I think he should play against Atlanta. I think they need to kind of soft bench.
Soft bench,
so he can get right.
What does soft bench mean?
I want him to learn.
What soft bench
like they're
mean?
They're doing to J.J. McCarthy. He's not hurt. They're soft benching him.
So he wasn't hurt yesterday?
Why would you say that?
Soft benching means that they're not pleased with his play and they want him to learn something.
Well, it's like he kind of hurt and, you might need some time away. Let's see what this other guy can do. Let's let you learn. These guys are young, Kevin. They're young. They're not polished quite yet. Okay, and I know that Jaden had a lot of college
that's true.
Experience,
and he's younger than Marcus Mariota. Actually, you're starting to persuade me. So let's carve out like the next 4 or 5 games. Let Jaden sit back and learn. He's at that point.
He needs to be 100%. 100%. So he can have his fastball.
No. You implied that it had nothing to do with it with injury. It was a soft benching.
Kevin.
I'm sorry?
That means he maybe could have played if our backup isn't really
that
good.
But you don't want him to play even if he's ready to play. Yeah. You want a soft benching. You want him to sit back and learn for a while.
Well,
right?
While Mariota's playing the way he is, absolutely. Because when he gets on there, you want to be the best of him.
What do you think Jaden would have done yesterday? He would not have had a good day? Had he been healthy?
No, not from what I saw the first 2 weeks. No, I think he would have been hesitant. He would have overthrown Terry's pass. He would have instead. Here's a good example. You know that pass that Mariota threw the ball like sidearm? Everybody said it should have been grounding, but it wasn't.
That was a great play.
Your guy, our guy, Jaden, would have tried to.
Your guy, no. Got to self correct there. It is our guy because you are a fan of the team, just not a fan of Jaden.
Well, that's not true. I want people to earn it. I want people to earn what they have. So, in that example, Mariota got rid of the ball, and it wasn't a sack. But yet, Jaden would have kept that ball, tried to run out of there, and probably gotten a hit.
Maybe.
Whereas Mariota avoided a hit. If you
maybe.
Know, the defender came
I don't
up
know.
Right
Jaden's
away,
done a pretty
hit.
Good job. Remember the Baltimore game last year when he unloaded it a couple of times to avoid sacks? Yeah, I mean,
he
didn't
more of that this
look.
Year.
Last year, I'm kind of with you. I don't think he earned much
last
year.
He's still the most hit quarterback. I mean, come on. Last year and this year so far. So.
Last year what?
He's still the most hit quarterback, right? That Mia Kimes?
Yes.
He's still the most hit last year.
That Mia Kimes? Well, what does Mia Kimes mean? I don't even know what that means.
Mia Kimes or whatever. Remember she had that thing where
Mina Kimes? I don't even know what that means.
Well, the lady on ESPN, he's the most
what about her?
Quarterback. She's pointed out that Jaden is the most hit quarterback of all last season, out of all of them.
Okay.
Including these two first weeks.
Right. Yes, he's been the most hit quarterback last year, and he was the first 2 weeks this year. And we got to get those down. But I don't think it's because he's playing the position poorly. I don't think that they should soft bench him. I mean, I'll consider it. I'll consider the soft benching. How many games would you soft bench him for?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll probably play him against the Chargers. Because the Chargers.
You bring Jaden back against the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay, so a two-game soft benching.
That gives him 3 good weeks of rest because he had basically a week and a half. Plus
Yeah. Because of the Packers game.
Then
okay, so sit him for the Falcons. Not sit him. We soft benched him for the Raiders. We'll soft bench him for the Falcons game. We'll bring him back for the Chargers game. The opponent that is much better than the two that we just played.
I want him to listen to all the plays and learn. Right. I don't want him being a spectator. I want
listen,
him to actually
that,
be involved.
That particular
in the game.
Part of your call is an interesting thing. I'm kind of with you on that. Now, I think that the reason he was in the injury suite, which is the way they described it, is because it's a knee. So I don't know that he should have been on the sideline at all, but I think part of it is he wanted to celebrate Marcus Mariota's game and his teammates and the success that they had had. But I don't know that they wanted him anywhere near the sideline area, meaning near the field, you know, as a backup quarterback on headset. You know what I mean? Because of the potential hit. Look at what happened to Quinn yesterday. They certainly didn't want that to happen to him.
But why was J.J. McCarthy on the sideline? He had an ankle injury.
I don't know. I can't tell you the reason for that.
I
think the knee and the ligament and maybe the lateral movement is a bit of an issue right now with him, and so they want to protect him by keeping him in the injury suite. But maybe he shouldn't have been on the sideline at all. Maybe he should have sat with the offensive play callers. All right, Sabah, thank you.
Thanks.
We have definitely gone beyond the Sabah limit. But the soft benching of Jaden yesterday and the suggestion that they should do it again next week, let's all ponder that for a while. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead. We're following Sabah with Ian. Ian, go ahead.
You know, I know she's a doctor, but I have a hard time believing someone believes that they should soft bench Jaden Daniels. I mean, that's a position.
I don't know. We could be missing something here. We could be missing something. Look, it never hurts a young player to sit back and watch an older, more experienced player. And Marcus has been a phenomenal mentor to Jaden. Maybe Jaden needed this soft benching. Maybe he needed it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that position at all. I didn't hear your open. And when I called into Max, I said, "This is an Eddie Jordan harvest your nuts type victory."
Yeah,
and he said, "That's what Kevin said." And so I agree with you. And I think, you know, you always use your Kevinisms of week-to-week league, you never know. And you see that every week. And I had the preseason prediction of 9-8. I don't feel that different now. I think one of my takeaways that you haven't mentioned is a lot of the injuries, you know, it's like, oh, we have the injury bug or this, that, the other. I think that's a little callous because when you sign old players who are injury prone and then they get injured, you can't throw your hands up and say, it's bad luck. Austin Eckler, yeah. Will Harris. Some of these guys are injury-prone players, and when they get hurt, that's got to be a reflection
Will Harris
a little bit
isn't
of the
an
GM.
Old player, is he? How old's Will Harris? Is he in his 30s yet?
I think he's 30, and maybe I'm wrong on that. But like,
yeah,
again, factually, this is the oldest team in the league.
Yes, that's
younger.
True. But we also know what, you know, that a guy like Josh Johnson and Tressway. I'm not saying that some of the older players aren't playing, but Bobby Wagner hasn't gotten hurt. Zach Ertz hasn't gotten hurt.
Evo hasn't gotten hurt yet, right?
Von Miller hasn't gotten hurt. Who?
Yeah, like Debo is obviously very injury prone, and he hasn't been yet. But my point is
Debo's only 29? Is Debo even 30?
Yeah, Debo is 29, but you can agree that his 29 is not commensurate.
Oh, I totally agree with that. But I think the idea that it's, you know, I forget the word you used, you know, but essentially saying it's borderline misleading to be upset, or it's you're missing the forest for the trees to be upset about their injury proneness because they're an old team. Well, it's not their old players who are getting hurt, with the exception of Eckler.
Yeah, I correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Will Harris is an older player, but maybe
Will
I'm
Harris
totally
is. I just pulled it up. He's 29. He turns 30 during the season, late in the season.
Yeah, I think when you hit 30
in the
NFL, you're called that an old player, right?
I don't know. 29? No, 29 is not an old player.
I mean, maybe that's a degree.
By the way, Preston Smith didn't help their age thing any, did he? But he was inactive yesterday. What else from the game? Let's not get.
No. I mean, it's just like you said, a harvest your nuts win. You have a little bit of breathing room on a weaker, potentially Atlanta team. I feel like they should absolutely bring back Jaden. Like that shouldn't even be a conversation. But yeah, I mean, you got to feel positive about a lot of things. I think the concern is the injury, and that's what I was leading with. But no, overall,
the injuries are piling up, and you know, there's you can't predict those things. I guess if they were all older players, you could have said we should have seen that coming. That's not been the case yet. I'm not saying it won't be the case. And by the way, I agree with you on Debo. Debo is an older 29. He's having a sensational start to this season. If he stays healthy, they're going to be in good shape offensively, because he's a weapon they did not have last year, including as well as De'Ami Brown played at times. But look, it's early. We got a long way to go. 14 games. They needed that one. 1-2 would have been a tough start. They needed to take care of a team that was sort of ripe to be taken care of. Thanks, Ian. Let's go to Lap. Lap, go ahead. Thanks for holding, man.
Hey, man. Hey, we love you, Sabah, man. We just want you to root for the team, man, because we don't know who she likes. She always got to take a shot at Jaden, man. You know she wanted Drake May initially, so. And then she's not rooting for the team.
Well, I think this all stems from Taylor Heineke stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We know she loves Taylor Heineke, just like I like John Wall. So I understand. What I liked, I was really excited to see the offensive players out there, you know, make plays with Lang and Debo on special teams. Luke McCaffrey, they need to get him the ball. I was a little concerned with him coming in, but he knows how to get open, man.
I think they need
to use him more, Kevin. They definitely need, because he can help take pressure off of Debo and Terry a lot, bro, if they can get him going.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with Noah Brown. He's always, like, I call him Mr. Glass, but he's always hurt. But And the front seven, I thought they played pretty good considering. I thought that the secondary was going to be the strength coming into the season versus the front seven. But if the front seven can play collectively like that, man, as a unit, I think we got a chance. But the injuries kind of concern me. And I'm with you with Mario. Mario looks good. Even when Jaden, if he's hurt or banged up or he's not there, I'm confident in Mario that can come in, you know what I'm saying, and be competitive yeah. with a chance to win some games for us, definitely.
I'm thinking, and
I agree with you guys. I would sit Jaden. I'm sorry, Kevin. That was my last point. I would sit Jaden to the Chargers game and let Mario to rock out with the Falcons, even though it's not going to be an easy win. I think that's a winnable game, and I think Mariota could come in and help us. Because you got to spread the ball around, man. Make teams respect you, you know, and I think I like what he did yesterday, besides the fumble.
The one point that Sabah made that was spot on is that Marcus Mariota was super sharp and super decisive yesterday. I loved it. I really did. I thought he was outstanding yesterday. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get a couple of more calls in here before Ben joins us at noon. We still got to go around the NFL. How about Maryland? They got a big win. And you know who's a good college football team this year? UVA, and they play Florida State Friday night. I'm calling that right now. They got a shot to win that game outright. Florida State's excellent. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.